Come on in.
Good to see you, David.
Good to see you. Yeah. So you're working on a piece?
Yeah.
This is the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick. Jonathan Blitzer writes a lot about Latin America and Spain. And he's got a piece coming out in the magazine about immigrants deported back to El Salvador. But Jonathan's got his hands on all kinds of things, and he always knows some really interesting stuff.
And you have a piece coming for us very soon, I know. But even so, you're always good at telling me what you're up to and what you're reading and so on. What have you been looking at, listening to, reading these days?
Well, I know, David, that you're not on Twitter.
You're wrong. You're completely and utterly wrong, but I lurk there like one of those creepy people in a horror movie, just reading and not quite taking part in the horror movie.
Fair enough. Well, I'm fully hooked in, and when I'm not outright shrieking, I'm looking at the Twitter feed of Rami Abouhadine. He's a novelist, written several highly acclaimed novels, but his Twitter feed has actually become a kind of real cult hub for people like me who need some sort of salve on Twitter these days. And what he does is he just includes photos of and images of great works of art that sort of strike his fancy. And he has a very interesting sensibility and interesting eye. Sometimes he organizes these things by theme, sometimes by artist.
So let me get this straight. To feel better about the world in all its kind of fallen politics, you go on a Twitter feed and he's forming a kind of museum of joy for you.
That's exactly it. And it's amazing to meet all of these people who are also ardent followers of Robbie's Twitter feed.
No commentary, just works of art.
Just images. In fact, you know, here he's got one of Goya's dark paintings of Saturn consuming
Just to be clear, this is Saturn consuming his child, which is not making me feel peaceful and restful.
Well, sometimes they're thematically appropriate, but there are some lighter ones somewhere down there.
You're scrolling.
I'm looking desperately.
When you get to a seascape, let me know.
Yeah, exactly. I've actually talked to art critics and others who follow him and consider his Twitter feed a work of art in its own right. I mean, he does select images with like a very kind of interesting curatorial eye.
And so when you're going to like a real physical museum or reading up on art these days, what else are you involving yourself in?
Well, there is an artist in particular who I've been looking at, obviously a well-known guy, Salvador Dali, who has a cookbook that he created in the early 1970s. He illustrated a cookbook that he and his wife, Gala, assembled from a bunch of different high-end French restaurants at the time. And what he's done is...
So it's called The Dinners of Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an incredible book by Toshin.
Toshin has just brought it out. Yeah, they've reissued it after all of these
extremely
years.
Extremely gold cover.
Yeah, it's flashy in the usual...
With surrealist lobsters
Dalian
on the cover.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are 136 recipes in this book. He divides them into chapters, and there's a chapter called...
Are you supposed to cook any of these, or these are all kind of jokes?
I think these are real things. I mean, they're higher end than I'd ever be capable of cooking, and in fact, surreality in the kitchen is sort of how I tend to roll with my George Foreman at home. Everything's melting off the plate for me. Some of these things are actually quite funny and bizarre and kind of lurid.
Oh, my God. So these are like dancing worms flying
sort of
off the side of what looks like my mother's Jell-O mold, but with more blood than usual.
Blood everywhere.
I can't tell you how appetizing this looks. And with people's heads chopped off.
Yeah, there's some Bosch sides, you know, some Bosch garnishes here.
Yeah. You're having a hard time these days, Jonathan.
I'm really struggling.
Yeah, no, I can see that. What are you listening to make you feel better?
Well, the one thing that has really kind of transported me away from all of this these days is a great Mexican folklorist named Agustin Lara. And Lara, you know, just has these sort of delightful boleros and ballads, all of these sort of love songs and kind of tongue-in-cheek tangos and pasodobles. We're going to hear one song that I've always kind of held dear. It's called Farolito. Farolito is a diminutive way of saying street lamp. And so it's a little homage to a street lamp at the corner of the street, which Agustin Lara loves because it struggles so mightily to keep this tiny little street lit at night and essentially fails.
Farolito que alumbras apenas mi calle desierta. Cuántas noches me viste llorando llamar a su puerta.
It's lovely. You're going to survive? You're going to be all right? Because I'm a little worried about you.
I appreciate your concern, David. I'm trying my best over here.
You're going to be okay. Jonathan, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Sin llevarle más nada que un beso friolento, travieso, amargo y dulzón.
Jonathan Blitzer with a song by Augustine Lara of Mexico. The Salvador Dali cookbook was just republished by Taschen, and you can find Robbie Almedine's Twitter feed at newyorkerradio.org.